بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أسماء بنت يزيد رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كانت كم قميص رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الرسل. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. أسماء بنت يزيد رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates the sleeve of the kurta of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم reached his wrist. The sleeve of the kurta of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached his wrist. This hadith, again, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought it in the chapter of simplicity. In other words, he is showing us that the length of the sleeve of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not so long that it went beyond his wrist, right to his fingers. And this was the practice of the people at that time, the kings and the rich and the wealthy and the affluent and those who had pride and extravagance. And therefore, in this hadith, Rasulullah is teaching us that we should adopt moderation and not go extremes. And this is also the sign of simplicity and humility, that Rasulullah covered his hands and it went up to the wrist and not beyond that. The purpose was, of course, to keep a person away from cold and also when heat that comes onto the hand and the body. So the kurta, the sleeve, it covers that part and it protects the person from extreme cold and heat. The next is a long hadith, very interesting incident that it took place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It shows his miracle, his mu'ajiza. In an incident that took place in Khandaq. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال إنا كنا يوم الخندق نحفر. Now we cannot go into the history of the battle of Khandaq, but this battle took place against the enemy just on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. And it was Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala who gave the suggestion that a trench should be built around Madinah Munawwara, preventing the enemy from coming into Madinah Munawwara. So he said, whilst we were digging the trench, فَعَرَضَتْ كُدْيَةٌ شَرِيدًا, suddenly a huge boulder appeared. فَجَاءُوا إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَقَالُوا هَذِهِ كُدْيَةٌ عَرَضَتْ فِي الْخَنْدَقِ. Sahaba came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, this is a huge boulder and they are unable to remove this boulder that appeared in this trench. فَقَالَ أَنَا نَازِلٌ ثُمَّ قَامَ. Nabiya Kareem said, I'll go down. And he went. وَبَطَنُهُ مَعْصُوبٌ بِحَجَرٍ. Sahaba had seen that Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم's Mubarak belly was tied with a stone. This again shows us the hunger and starvation Rasulullah and the Sahaba went through. That because of extreme spasms of hunger, he had to actually tie a stone around his belly. As the Jabir says, وَلَبِثْنَا ثَلَاثَ أَيَّامٍ لَا نَذُوقُ ذَوَاقًا. We had spent 3 days like this and we didn't even eat any type, any food. فَأَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمِعْوَلَ. Nabiya Kareem some took his axe. فَضَرَبَ. He struck. فَعَادَ كَثِيبًا أَهْيَلَ أَوْ أَهْيَمَ. And this rock then suddenly turned into sand. Because Rasulullah struck it with might and force. And he was able to crack and break this entire rock. And it became like a sand dune. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِذَنْ لِي إِلَى الْبَيْتِ. As a Jabir radiallahu anhu saw the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he took permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go home. فَقُلْتُ لِمْرَأَتِي. He was given permission. He went and told his wife, رَأَيْتُ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ شَيْئًا مَا فِي ذَلِكَ صَبْرٌ فَعِنْدَكِ شَيْءٌ. Now I've seen Rasulullah's condition. I don't have any more endurance and sabr. I cannot see him in this condition. He's extremely. He's got no food to eat. And have you got any food by you? فَقَالَتْ عِنْدِي شَعِيرٌ وَعَنَاقٌ. I've got a barley. I've got a baby. I've got a lamb. فَذَبَحْتُ الْعَنَاقَ وَطَحَنْتُ الشَّعِيرَ. He says, so then I slaughtered that lamb and I began to grind the barley. حَتَّى جَعَلْنَا اللَّحْمَ فِي الْبُرْمَةِ, until we put some of this meat of this animal into a pot. ثم جئت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then I came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. والعجين قد انكسر والبرمة بين الأثافي قد كادت تنضج. Whilst I had already kneaded the dough and the bread is now being getting ready, and also this pot was put on the stove and the food is almost getting ready. فقلت تعيم لي. I went to Rasul Sam and I said, "Ya Rasul, I got some little food prepared." Fakum anta ya Rasulullah, warajun or rajulan. Rasul, am I inviting yourself and maybe another person with you, or another two people with you? So three of you. Qala, kam huwa? Rasul asked me, "How much food have you prepared?" Fadhakartu lahu, I explained to him, "This is what I did." Faqala kathirun tayyibun. Abi Karim Sam said, "This is plenty and very good, excellent." Qul laha la tanzi' al-burma. So he, Rasul tells me, tell your wife not to remove the pot from the stove. وَلَا الْخُبْزَ مِنَ التَّنُورِ. And he should not remove the bread from the oven. حَتَّى آتِي, until I come. فَقَالَ قُومُ. Nabiya Kareem then tells the Sahaba, all of you stand up. فَقَامَ الْمُهَاجِرُونَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Whoever was present there, the Muhajirin, the Ansar, all stood up. فَدَخَلْتُ عَلِيهَا. I quickly went home now, and I told my wife, فَقُلْتُ وَيْحَكِي. قَدْ جَاءَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَالْمُهَاجِرُونَ وَالْأَنصَارُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُمْ. أُخُو, what are we going to do now? Nabiya Kareem Sam has come, all the Muhajirin, Ansar, and all those who with him, all have appeared. قَالَتْ هَلْ سَأَلَكَ. Did Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم ask you? She asked, did Nabiya Kareem ask you how much food we have? قُلْتُ نَعَمْ. I said, yes. Nabiya Kareem Sam comes. قَالَ أُدْخُلُوا وَلَا تَغَاضَتُوا. وَلَا تَضَاغَتُوا. Nabiya Kareem Sam said, enter, but do not crowd. Go in a decent manner, and few people go at a time. فَجَعَلَ يَكْسِرُ الْخُبْزِ. Nabiya Kareem Sam himself started breaking the bread. وَيَجْعَلُ عَلَيْهِ اللَّحْمَ. And he placed the meat onto this, onto a piece of bread. وَيُخَمِّرُ الْبُرْمَةَ وَالتَّنُّورِ إِذَا أَخَذَ مِنْهُ. And each time Nabiya Kareem Sam removes some meat, and the bread, he covered the pot with the lid. وَيُقَرِّبُ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ ثُمْ يَنْزِعُ. Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم would then present this to the Sahaba, and then he would each time when it was required, he would take out some meat, and he'll take out the bread, and then he'll cover the pot again. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَكْسِرُ وَيَغْرِفُ حَتَّى شَبِعُ. He continued doing so, removing from the pot, giving them this bread, until all the Sahaba was satiated. وَبَقِيَ مِنْهُ. And still food remained. فَقَالَ قُلِي هَذَا وَأَهْدِي. Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم then told his, that's Jabir or his wife, that go eat also and give others also. فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ أَصَابَتْهُمْ مَجَاعَةً. Because the people are now suffering famine and this hunger. متفقون عليه. وفي رواية قال جابر لما حفر الخندق رأيت بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خمسا فانكفأت إلى إمراتي فقلت هل عندك شيء فإني رأيت برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خمسا شديدا فأخرجت إليه جرابا فيه صاع من شعير ولنا بهيمة داجر فذبحتها وطحنت الشعير ففرغت إلى فراغي وقطعتها في برمتي ثم وليت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت لا تفضحني برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن معه وجئته فسارته فقلت يا رسول الله ذبحنا بهيمة لنا وطحنت صاع من شعير فتعال أنت ونفر مع فصاح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا أهل الخندق إن جابر قد صنع سؤرا فحي هلا بكم. So in another narration, the story is mentioned, the same thing what I've already explained to you. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, when the trench was dug and he had seen Rasulullah experiencing hunger, goes to his wife, and this is all what he's prepared. They slaughtered the goats, they had a domesticated sheep with them, and they slaughtered that, and they had given, started preparing some bread. He says, as he was proceeding to Rasulullah, his wife tells him, don't disgrace me by Rasulullah, and in other words, don't bring, as we say, don't bring the whole world and come now. Just yourself, Rasulullah, and a few others, so that I have sufficient food to give. But when he came to Rasulullah, he whispered to Rasulullah that I have prepared some food for you, and you come with a few people with you in your jamaat. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and he said, oh people of trench, Jabir has prepared some food for us. All of you are welcome. And then Nabiya Kareem told him, فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تنزلن برمتكم ولا تخبرن عجينكم حتى أجي. He says, don't move your pot from there and do not start taking out the bread until I come. فجئت وجاء النبي وسلم يقدم الناس. He said, I came home and Nabiya Kareem was leading the Sahaba حتى جئت إمرتي. I came to my wife. فقالت بك وبك. فقلت قد فعلت الذي قلت. So she was upset. Said, why did you bring so many people? How are we going to give so many people so much of food? so many people, the little food that we have. He said, I have done exactly what you told me to do. I just told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَأَخَذَتْ عَجِينًا فَبَسَقَ فِيهِ. She took out the bread. Nabiya Kareem then put his lu'abi mubarak, his saliva, and he read dua of barakah. ثُمَّ عَمَدَ إِلَى بُرْمَتِنَا فَبَسَقَ وَبَارَكَ. Then Nabiya Kareem went to the pot, did the same. ثُمَّ قَال اُدْعِي خَابِزَةً فَلْتَخْبِزْ مَعَكَ. In fact, he told her that get another woman to assist you who will make the rotis. So it was still being, the dough was not yet prepared, and he tells her, tell another woman to assist you. From this we understand also sometimes we have some da'wah at home. Don't burden the wife with all the work. She can take some assistance from some person. وَقْدَحِي مِنْ مُرْمَتِكُمْ وَلَا تُنْزِلُوهَا. And he says, take out from the pot, but do not remove the pot from the stove, from the oven. So this also shows the karam, the mu'ajiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the hadith says, وَهُمْ أَلْفٌ. There were 1,000 sahaba who had come and participated and partook of that meal. فَأُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ. As Jabir says, I take qasam in Allah, لَأَكَلُوا. All of them ate, حَتَّى تَرَكُوهُ وَانْحَرَفُوا. Until they left some food still, وَانْحَرَفُوا, and they returned. وَإِنَّ بُرْمَتَنَا لَتَغِطُّ كَمَا هِيَ وَإِنَّ عَجِينَنَا لَيُخْبَزُ كَمَا هُوَ. He says that our pot was still boiling. It was still boiling, still cooking as it had been from the time we had put it onto the stove. Wa inna ajinana, and our dough was still being made into bread all the time. This was the mu'jiza of Rasulullah SAW. All the sahaba ate, partook from the meals, and there was still some left. This again shows that the sahaba had the simple life. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala sent for them from unseen sources. May Allah give us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.